Hi, I'm Melanie.
And I'm Malia.
And you're listening to the White Dress Optional Podcast by Brilliant Bridal.
Life before, during, and after your wedding is full of options, and we are here to help.
Hello, everyone. Welcome back to another episode of the White Dress Optional Podcast. We are here with an episode that nobody wants to talk about. We are going to be sharing with you today about what to do if your bridal shop closes on you. For those of you who might be new here, Malia and I own Brilliant Bridal, a bridal shop brand with 7 locations that specializes in selling wedding dresses off the rack. So this is something we know very well from a lot of different angles. And with everything that we do here, our goal today is just to educate and empower you as brides. And hopefully, if you are listening to this years down the road because you found yourself in a situation where your bridal shop has closed on you, hopefully this gives you some helpful tips. If you are just listening to this as a regular listener of the podcast, hopefully this helps you avoid this altogether. But we have seen this a lot. We have been in the industry over 13 years, and we have seen this in dozens of different ways. Every year, small, independently owned bridal shops go out of business. Some of them do it intentionally for retirement or whatever, and they do it really, really well. And then some of them you will hear about on the news where a bride showed up for her appointment to pick up her dress and the doors were chained and the lights were off and she did not get her dress. Just this past year, we saw one of the biggest wedding dress retailer in the U.S. File for bankruptcy and close about 30% of their stores. As far as I know, all of those brides did get their dresses and they didn't leave anyone in the lurch. But years ago, we saw the second biggest retailer in the U.S., Alfred Angelo, go out of business overnight and really did leave. Yeah, overnight. Nobody saw it coming. Nobody knew it was happening. They really did leave their brides in a lurch. And, you know, because of how we acquire a lot of our dresses through designer overstock and discontinued working directly with the designers and manufacturers, we got a lot of those dresses at Brilliant Bridal. And even years later, Malia, I remember we were looking for a new store location in a city, and we were looking at taking over a former Alfred Angelo space, and they still had the dresses in the shop.
Yeah, hanging, still in there.
And years later.
I mean, this was several years later.
Yeah.
And the only way I know that some brides got their dresses is the morning that it was announced that they were closing and everybody was supposed to just like walk out of their stores and lock the doors. A few managers and stylists stayed and called brides and said, come over here right now and pick up a dress because you're never getting your dress if you don't. And so many brides did not get their dresses. Especially if they were like still in production or they were still in transit. And to walk into an empty space that is like, you know, old, dusty, bugs everywhere. And you're just like, all these wedding dresses are just sitting there. It was so sad. It was so sad. Just like, that's somebody's dress. I'm so sorry. It was awful. It's awful.
Yeah. Yeah. Agreed. So again, we're not trying to paint a bleak picture. We love the bridal gown industry. We love this industry. 99% of bridal shop owners are awesome business people who love what they do and want to serve their customers well. But there are circumstances that happen and we just want to be preparing you for how to navigate some of this.
Yeah. And I think one of the ways that you can be prepared is to be really proactive. And before you even go shopping for a dress, do some research about the bridal shops you're going to. I think a lot of people just type in like bridal shops and make appointments and like don't even look where they are. Don't like look up anything about them, what designers they have, what they carry, any of their policies. But take some time before you go bridal shopping. I know you're super excited. You just got engaged and it's the first thing you get to do, but just pause for a minute or have, you know, one of your bridesmaids, your maid of honor, look up some stores, to make sure they're reputable and that they have really good reviews, that will tell you like they were the best worked with. I had no problems getting my dress, like, and just read through those to make sure there aren't any issues. Some red flags would be a newer store with minimal reviews. The only exception to that is a multi-store business that maybe they have locations elsewhere and this is a new location for them. So maybe they don't have reviews on their new location, but if they have places elsewhere, you're probably great. Other red flags would be any reviews that mention delays in dresses arriving or missed wedding dates. You can also look for boutiques that have some off the rack options. So you can go in, buy your dress and walk out the door same day. So you don't have to worry about it. I think anytime you can give yourself that like extra assurance is so nice to not have to wait like 6 to 8 months to get this gown and hope you get it, you know?
Yeah, absolutely. I think you can't, obviously you could never avoid every single risk in life, but if you can take some of those steps, I think it'll help you. I mean, I have a friend who went to, you know, brand new trendy bridal store. The owner did not know what they were doing and she never got her dress. So.
Mm. And we heard that also there's another online boutique that you can like custom make your dress. And I know that early on, they were missing weddings like left and right. Like it was like this new, cool, trendy thing. And they were so excited about this custom option. But then with ship times and delays out of the country, they missed a ton of weddings too. So it's like those newer, trendy things are cool, but you might get stuck, you know? Yeah. You may want to go with somebody that's been established for a while that you know has been around that you can talk to your friends and be like, yeah, I got my dress there. It was awesome, you know?
Yeah. No, that's a great point. So one other thing you can do to protect yourself, against something like this happening is to buy your wedding dress with a credit card as opposed to cash, as opposed to a debit card. Credit cards typically have more protection on your purchases as the consumer. That's a lot of times why, you know, credit cards will have a fee on them. You're paying for that protection, or, you know, us as the retailer, we pay a percentage of merchant fees for you to use your credit card. That goes towards that. But in these situations where you are making a high dollar purchase like that, take advantage of those protections and use a credit card. Oftentimes it'll come with some type of, you know, payment insurance where, you know, if you make a purchase and don't ever receive the product, they will compensate you for that. Obviously every card is different, read your T's and C's, but overall you will have more protection using a credit card. Another option, if you are buying from an order store where it's going to take the 6 to 8 months for your dress to come in, talk with the owner or the manager about just putting a 50% payment on that dress. That will usually cover their financial situation for getting the dress to their store. So they can make that dress, they can get that dress manufactured for you. But then if something does go wrong, you are only out 50%, not the full amount. And you can, obviously, when everything goes right and your dress comes in, you pay the remaining balance when you receive it. But that also adds you a little bit of additional financial protection, just making sure you're not out the full amount of your wedding dress.
Yeah. And let's say that you've done those things, that you paid 50%, you looked for a reputable place and it already closed. Here are some things that we would suggest you do if you did everything right, but your store closed anyway. So the first is try to contact the designer directly. If you know the designer of your gown, there's a chance that maybe they have it in production and they can get it to you. Now, the chances of them getting it to you are small because if they haven't been paid, they're probably not going to give you the dress, but maybe they'll be generous and kind. But call the designer. The other thing you do is
oftentimes how, sorry, I interrupted
you.
No,
go.
But I was just going to say, like, from an insider knowledge, like oftentimes this is how these shops, you know, people are like, why are they just closing overnight? You don't usually see that in businesses, but oftentimes that is kind of the snowball effect that happens where you see these shops kind of surprisingly close, is that they have continued to place orders,
yes,
with manufacturers, but they're not paying the designers for those orders. So they may have placed your order or taken your order. Sometimes they'll even take your order, but they won't even give it to the designer. I've heard of that happening too, where you as the customer, you've done the measurements, you've been in the shop, the store has taken your order, but it never even got to the point of that order getting to the designer because that store was so far behind on paying the designer, and they're trying to play catch up, and they think if they can keep taking orders and taking deposits and taking money that eventually they'll catch up. And I mean, I can't even count how many times that's been the case for why a bridal store has closed.
Yeah. I mean, we've seen it happen. And I think that's why we're doing this, is because we just like want to protect everyone the best we can, but do try the designer. If it maybe was paid for and it's just sitting there, they might figure out a way to get it to you. Or maybe they can send it to another store that carries that designer and you can get it from them. There are, you know, it's worth a shot. The other thing you can do is see if any stores in your area are trying to help out brides. I know there are sometimes stores will offer a discount if you are in a lurch and you have to go get a new dress. They might be able to help you. So look around and see, you know, check the socials of the stores in the area and see if they're doing anything to help all these brides that aren't getting their dresses.
Yeah. And I would say, be so bold to call them. You're like, hey, yeah, you guys heard about that store? I'm one of those brides. Like,
what can you do?
Can you help me? I'm stuck. Yeah, yeah, absolutely. I know we've done that on a number of occasions for brides, yeah, and lots of stores have, especially like you said, if they are a store that also carried the same designer, there's a lot of connections there, and it is such a, it's such a warm and I don't know what I'm trying to say. It's such a warm industry. I've seen so many times the bridal industry rally around, mm-hmm, other shops, even, you know, in natural disasters. I've seen, you know, stores that have been flooded or hit by tornadoes, and other shops in the community will rally to help out that shop and to help out those brides. And it really is a very, you know, warm industry where a lot of people are will work together in those types of situations for the best outcome. So don't be afraid to ask for those types of things, I would say.
Yeah. I mean, this is a slight tangent, but I'm on, you know, some of our designers have Facebook groups, and other stores will post all the time, like, hey, I need this dress immediately. Does anybody have it? Can we get it from anyone? And the number of stores that are like, yeah, I got it. I've got it in this size. I got it in this size. How can we help you? There are some options to go to another store and see how they can rally the people they know to help you out.
Yeah, because most people will get into this business because they love helping people. They love helping people, and they love, yeah, love, and they want you to have your dress on your big day. So,
totally.
Yeah. The last thing that we would recommend, and just honestly in general for wedding planning, is to have a line item in your wedding budget for incidentals. You can call it your oh crap line item, or whatever you would like to call it. Because something in your wedding planning will likely not go as planned. And it is a great idea to have some money set aside to help in those situations. Maybe it's not your dress. Maybe it's your baker. Maybe it's your florist. Maybe it's, you know, something happens and you just need some extra funds to, mm-hmm, to make the day happen, you know? I've seen some people suggest, you know, to put up to 10% of your wedding budget into this, yeah, kind of a fund. And I think that depends on, you know, what type of wedding you're having and all sorts of things. But if you can set aside, you know, any amount of money that just sits there It's not actually for anything. It's just for an emergency. That makes the emergency a little bit less stressful. And whatever that category is, or whatever that thing is, if it's your dress, then maybe you have, you know, $1,000 that you can pull from to go buy another dress, or to help, you know, buy that whatever it is that you need. And it's still going to be stressful, and it's still going to be frustrating, but sometimes having the funds makes it a little bit easier, I would say.
Yeah. I mean, I would think that would take off a lot of the pressure. Like, you're still going to be frustrated and upset about it, but to be like, I planned for this, we can handle it, we have the money for it. Cause it is, we have seen brides that are like, hey, my dress didn't make it. I also don't have any room in my budget to buy something new. What can I get for a couple $100 off the rack, you know? And now they're getting a dress they don't love as much, or like they don't have as much money to spend. Like, maybe their first dress was $1,000, or forget what the national average is, $1,200 or $1,400 for a dress or whatever. And they spent that, and now they feel like they can't do that a second time. So to have that backup, just to be that safety net, I think would be great.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. So again, like, we love this industry. We are big fans of all of the independent bridal retailers out there. It really is, it's a small world, in bridal retail for sure. But we also are we want you to be prepared for anything that could happen. Anything else, Malia, that you would suggest, or any other thoughts that you have for brides regarding this kind of thing that we all hope never happens?
Yeah, I'm honestly, a little bit of legwork at the beginning could save you a lot in the end. So check out those reviews, make sure that wherever you're shopping is a great place for you to shop that has a lot of people that said they loved it and had a great experience. That's going to go a long way for you.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, thanks, guys. We hope you never need this podcast. But if
ever. I hope you never, ever
need this. We hope no one ever listens to this podcast episode because they don't need it. But if you do, we're so sorry that you're in that situation. We do hope that this is helpful and that it kind of gives you some guardrails to getting things back on track. And yeah.
And if this does happen and you're in one of our markets, feel free to swing by our stores and we'll do everything we can to help you, or give us a call and we'll see what we can find for you. Cause we have lots of dresses off the rack, so you can come in and get the dress for your dreams and still get married tomorrow if you have to.
We have done it. We've done the same day.
We have done it.
We have done it.
Yes. We have.
Well, have a great week, guys. We'll see you back next week with another episode of the White Dress Optional Podcast.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to the White Dress Optional Podcast. Follow us on Instagram and YouTube at White Dress Optional to keep up with all the latest podcast episodes, news, giveaways, and more.
You can also email us at podcast@brilliantbridal.com. And as always, we would love it if you would leave us a review wherever you listen to your podcasts.